This is Fresh Air. Jazz pianist Angelica Sanchez, originally from Arizona, moved to New York almost 3 decades ago. The many band leaders she's worked with include horn players Wadada Leo Smith, Rob Mazurek, and Tony Malaby. Last year, Sanchez started teaching at Bard College and now spends time living and listening out in the woods. Jazz critic Kevin Whitehead reviews her new album for 9 players called Nighttime Creatures.
Angelica Sanchez says the sounds of the pitch-dark woods at night spark her musical imagination. Out there, you can hear large and small critters with their repetitive calls and sudden squabbles, and maybe hear the rustle of leaves as a breeze picks up. Sanchez abstracts from all that in music for 9 instruments that variously contrast, blend, or clash, music where prevailing winds and air pressure can change quickly. This is from the title track to Sanchez's Nighttime Creatures, a term that also describes jazz musicians. Angelica Sanchez's 5-piece horn section, both brass instruments are pitched in the same range, Kenny Warren's cornet and Thomas Heberer's quarter-tone trumpet. Alto saxist Mike Latias is well-matched with Chris Speed on tenor, who gets a lighter tone on the bigger horn. And then Ben Goldberg's giant, grumbly contra-alto clarinet stomps in, straddling horn and rhythm sections like a colossus. Mid-sized jazz groups like this nonet may behave like little big bands with scripted dialogues between brass and saxes. But Sanchez and company don't always aim for crisp big band articulation. As conductor and composer Butch Morris would advise writers of tidy music, spill a little gravy on the tablecloth. As a sound painter, Angelica Sanchez may contrast elegant design with dabs of runny color. There's a striking episode on Astral Light of Alarid where the harmony turns deliberately sour. Thomas Heberer's quarter-tone trumpet digs into microtonal cracks between the other horns. But while the winds get smeary, the rhythm quartet tightens up. Angelica Sanchez's 9-piece band sounds smoothest on the 1947 pastoral Lady of the Lavender Mist. It's by Duke Ellington, who'd showed the way by populating his band with contrasting soloists who could meld and phrase as one. Duke also wrote pieces audibly inspired by the natural world, although he usually observed it from a moving vehicle. I love how the background horns create an aura behind that trumpet melody. You get a sense of sonic depth, foreground versus background. That sort of spatial awareness is another thing one might cultivate in the woods at night, where the same animal cry can be charming or alarming depending on distance. For open-eared composer Angelica Sanchez, such encounters set the mind buzzing. On Nighttime Creatures, she bottles that open-air feeling and brings it into the studio.
Kevin Whitehead is the author of the book, Play the Way You Feel, The Essential Guide to Jazz Stories on Film, Why Jazz and New Dutch Swing. He reviewed Nighttime Creatures by jazz pianist Angelica Sanchez. Tomorrow on Fresh Air, China's president Xi Jinping has become more hostile to the U.S., more friendly with Vladimir Putin, and has reversed China's course from progress to stagnation. We talk with New Yorker staff writer Evan Osnos about what this means for China and the U.S. I hope you'll join us. For Terry Gross, I'm Tanya Mosley.